My name is Andrew Barenberg. I'm the National Policy Director for the National Young Farmers Coalition. We were established in 2010 to be a voice for young farmers and the next generation of agriculture. So we help organize, advocate for, and mobilize young farmers to fight for the future of ag in the U.S.
Coming out in support of some new legislation that would address farmer mental health. Can you share a little bit more about this legislation and its importance?
Yes, absolutely. So the Stress Act would reauthorize something called the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, which would coordinate stress assistance, mental health programs for farmers and ranchers. That includes things like farmer crisis hotlines, educational and outreach materials, training for farmer advocates, and it really puts resources out into the field and on the ground. So it supports a full network of service providers, many of whom are already doing this work, but without kind of a national focus to coordinate all of those efforts. So this is a program that was authorized in the 2008 Farm Bill, but it received no mandatory funding and was never funded by Congress. But of course, since then, the farm economy in the U.S. has certainly gotten much worse, and farm incomes are down significantly and expected to stay that way over the next at least couple of years. So we know that this is something that has gotten a lot of attention recently and thankfully getting bipartisan support in Congress to make sure that farmers have the resources they need to get through the tough times. Farming on its own, even in good times, is a very stressful career and business. And so particularly when times get tough and the economic headwinds get very strong, we know that this is something that we need to talk about. I think, a lot of times this is something that's left unspoken or sometimes can be swept under the rug or even stigmatized. And we've certainly seen the negative impacts of that within our own young farmer community. But of course, this is just one of those issues that every farmer of every age and generation understands the importance of and is impacted by it. So we're happy to stand shoulder to shoulder with the general farm organizations and really anyone who works with farmers to make sure that we're sounding the alarm.
What's the significance of providing a national network and resources?
Well, for one, the Farm Bill is an opportunity to actually increase the funding and resources available for people to provide these services to farmers. But also, I think, this is an incredibly intimate work that needs to be done at the local level. But at the same time, we know that this is a challenge that's shared by farmers across the country in every state. And so providing a national network and in coordination between USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services can make sure that best practices are being shared and that it is a coordinated effort. And again, I think the fact that Congress is writing a farm bill as these issues are getting more attention means that Congress can make sure they're providing the necessary resources to stem the tide and to make sure that farmers can endure these challenging times ahead.
Any stats, Andrew, on mental health and stress in farmers and others in agriculture?
Well, we know that that farmer suicides are much higher than any other profession, higher even than veterans. We also know that that rural areas have a significant shortage of mental health and just general health service providers. So already this is an issue that is particularly acute for rural areas. And then, of course, when you put a difficult farm economy on top of that, and particularly as we see debt to asset ratios climb, that's a particular concern. But it's also, this is, again, like I said, this is incredibly personal topic. And so statistics often don't tell the full story. I think especially an issue like mental health and stress and anxiety is something that is difficult to talk about. And that's why it's so important that we have resources on the ground, and particularly that we are leveraging existing networks of people who are already working with farmers to kind of lower that barrier for farmers getting help when they need it.
And to wrap us up with, Andrew, any last comments in how young farmers have a role in this discussion?
Well, yeah, I mean, young farmers are inheriting the ag economy that we're seeing, and we know, and one reason that the National Young Farmers Coalition exists is to create not only a policy and advocacy network, but also a social network where farmers can come together, share ideas, and feel supported. Because we know that to be a young person in a rural area can be incredibly socially isolating at times, and particularly as young people are starting farm businesses, those first few years, you're pouring everything you've got into making that business successful and trying to make it. And with that comes, great urgency and potential, but also can be incredibly draining and bring financial stress and emotional fatigue into play. So although oftentimes this is an issue that is spoken about among older farmers, we know that young farmers are not immune from stress and financial distress and emotional crises from time to time. So this is an intergenerational challenge that we're happy Congress is helping us address.